Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Siz de aşağı arif billahi Hazreti Akdes Hazreti Mâin aşağı hakim Muhammed Akdes Tabna ve Allah'ım al-Qadav. Detaytel iz, mucku cini ka sahara çahiye. Mucku cini ka sahara çahiye. मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए बहर उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए बहर उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए सर हमारा डर तुम्हारा चाहिए सर हमारा डर तुम्हारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए हम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए हमने बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए हम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए लज्जते फरियाद तूफानों में कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए हासिल साहिल मुझे तूफान में हासिल साहिल मुझे तूफान में तेरे जलवों का नजारा चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए हम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए अपनी आँखों से जाना तमीर अपनी बिगड़ी का सुआरा चाहिए आप पर हर दम फिदा हो मेरी जान आप पर हर दम फिदा हो मेरी जान गैर की मुझे कौन परवाह चाहिए गैर की मुझे कौन परवाह चाहिए मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए हम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए दस्त बकुशा जानिबे जंबील मां
دست بکشا جانب زنبی لما میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے اختر خستا دور فتا دکو اختر خستا دور فتا دکو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے ہم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أتيز أشعار فمداد الشيخ حضرت مانا محمد حجم أختر صاب نوغ الله من قدره. The words are very deep. I'll try my best to give a crux of what Hazrat is explaining here. Hazrat is showing that in today's time where everybody is looking for a sense of direction, every person is looking for some way to reach his goal, to attain his goal. So Hazrat Mu'ana is explaining to us, rahmahumullah, that our goal is supposed to be linked up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is his heartfelt plea that, oh Allah, I'm looking for a support. I'm looking for some structure of support in finding you. That in this whole world, there's nothing worth looking for besides you, O Allah. So, O Allah, I'm looking for that support structure that I can follow, which will reach me directly towards you. Then Hazrat Mu'ana is explaining that one is to have a heart. And this heart can be filled with the worries of this world. Where a person is worried of his risk, person is worried, example, of the family, person is worried of his day-to-day duties. That is on his place. But Hazrat Mu'ana is explaining that this heart wasn't given to you to fill it with the worries of this world. But rather your heart was given to you to fill it with the worry of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mean to fill it with that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Mu'ana is saying that one is show me the direction to get towards you. And show me how can my heart be filled with your love, O Allah. And Hazrat Mu'ana is explaining that this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a huge ocean. It's not something that is small. So, oh Allah, this ocean of yours is so vast. This ocean of your love is so vast. Oh Allah, let me dip myself in this ocean. And then Hazrat Mu'ana is explaining that when I will be in this ocean, then my whole body, my whole life, from my head to my toe will be in your servitude, oh Allah. That my head will be my head, but it will be in your threshold. Meaning that will be in front of you making sajda. Another meaning of making sajda means that, oh Allah, whatever is your command, I will fulfill it. The minute you say go down, then I will go down. So whatever is your command, oh Allah, I'm ready to fulfill it. So grant me this love of yours in my life, where I'll be able to fulfill every command of yours. And the only thing that I'll be worried of in my life is your pleasure, gaining your pleasure, and loving my life to get close to you, O Allah. Then Hazrat Mu'ana is explaining that sometimes in love we might misunderstand and think that, you know what, when you have worries and when you have difficulties, trials and tribulations coming across in your life, then Shaitan will put this thought that, no, Allah Ta'ala don't love you. That's why Allah Ta'ala is making it difficult for you. Allah Ta'ala is putting you in this difficulty because you're not close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the other mana is explaining that no, when you have this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your heart realizes that nobody else can help me besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is my problem, before I go to any other person, I supposed to read 2 rakat namaz, pick up my hands, oh Allah, you help me in this situation. Oh Allah, you remove this difficulty from me. And it comes in many ahadith, many ayat of Quran, that Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, sometimes we get distracted from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So for Allah Ta'ala to bring us back on track, Allah Ta'ala puts us in a certain type of, what we'll say, difficulty. Here also we should understand, biyadikal khair, in everything Allah Ta'ala does, there's only goodness. In our eyes it might look that, you know what, this is not looking good, this is looking upside down. But maybe after a certain time, maybe after the condition passes, then you look back at it and you'll say that, you know what, this was actually something good that happened in my life. And Allah Ta'ala will make that condition, will put you through that condition because Allah Ta'ala loves you, Allah Ta'ala wants you to get closer to Him. Very quickly to explain it, what one example, a person is working for somebody. So now the person, example, loses his job. So at that moment when the person loses his job now, then he has this worry and this concern that, oh Allah, where is my rizq going to come from? Oh Allah, this was my means of rizq. And then what happens? Maybe after a year or so, a person opens his own business. 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, looking back at the situation, he says, if I never lost my job, I shouldn't have opened my own business. Now he looks at it and he says that losing my job was actually something very good for me. Because if I never lost my job, I still should be working there. But Allah Ta'ala put me in this situation so that door could close and Allah Ta'ala opened many other doors for me. So Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that sometimes you're in a difficulty and you feel that there's no way out for you from the difficulty. He's saying that in that difficulty now you're supposed to be crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you're supposed to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when that difficulty comes upon you, then don't listen to shaitan where he tells you Allah Ta'ala don't love you. But rather Allah Ta'ala loves you and Allah Ta'ala only has goodness for you in it. That's why Allah Ta'ala is putting you in this situation and very soon it will pass. Very soon the situation will pass and when you look back at the situation, you'll say there was only khair in it. Allah Ta'ala knows better. Allah Ta'ala, He has a very big picture in front of Him. We have something as close to our nose. But Allah Ta'ala, who is Al-Hakim, Allah Ta'ala, who is Alim, Allah Ta'ala, who is Khabir, who knows everything. Allah Ta'ala, He has a bigger picture in front of Him. So Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for you at that moment and Allah Ta'ala puts you in that condition at that moment. Then Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that when you have this condition in your heart, when you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you realize that there's nothing anybody can do, there's nobody can help you, there's no way out for you besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat Mawlana is saying that even if you're in a tornado, even if you're in a tsunami, but you will understand that the closeness I get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I won't get it anywhere else. Another poem, Hazrat Mawlana explains that you'll understand that even if you're in the middle of the ocean and the waves are knocking you from left to right, and now you think that you're going to get shipwrecked and you might capsize, then he says at that moment you'll realize that the captain of your ship is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, to digress very quickly, people give the example that you'll enter into an aircraft, into a plane. You don't know who's the pilot, but you'll trust the pilot to take you to your destination. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in charge of the entire world. There's not a leaf that falls from a tree without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a speck of sand blows without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do you wrong? So you're able to trust the pilot that you don't know who's also a human being. But that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was alim, was hakim, was khabir, where's your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that once you get this close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you realize that even if things are going upside down for me, but that enjoyment that I'll get from returning back to Allah, I won't get it anywhere else. Then Hazrat Mawlana is saying that Even if you inside the ocean, the middle of the ocean, and you can't see the shore, but because you have that close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that enjoyment that you're getting from that, then you don't even want to reach the shore. You're like, just take me the way, let the wave knock me this way, let the wave knock me that way. Or in other words, we can say when the difficulty is hitting you, when the difficulty is taking you down, but you connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that difficulty, then you like, let this difficulty carry on. Because in this difficulty, I reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if this difficulty comes to an end now, then my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to stop. So, oh Allah, prolong this difficulty a little bit more so I can enjoy being in your continuous ibadat. I can enjoy calling out to you. I can enjoy these special moments crying to you. Another man is saying that when you in this, now don't sit back and say that, no, Allah put me in this condition, it's my taqdeer, and let me just accept my taqdeer. Dua can change taqdeer. And which dua? Ulama explained that one of the duas is that dua at the time of tahajjud. So Hazrat Mawlana is making an indication to that. He's saying when that cries come out from your heart, then cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No use complaining to people, but complain to the creator of everything. That, oh Allah, you put me in this condition. Oh Allah, at the end of the day, I'm your servant. Oh Allah, I'm your banda. Oh Allah, you know you said you created us weak. Oh Allah, I'm in this condition, nobody can help me. Oh Allah, I only need your help. And then you cry your heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that every dua you make, although you might not see the answer of the dua, but Allah ta'ala most definitely is accepting the dua. As Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, if Allah ta'ala gave you the tawfiq to make the dua, that means Allah ta'ala wants to give you. So Allah ta'ala inspired you to make the dua to ask Him. So whenever you're in a difficulty, then cry out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that now here you put your hands as if you're saying, oh Allah, I'm begging in front of you. Oh Allah, you said, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنَرْبِ, don't turn the beggar away. Oh Allah, I'm a beggar in front of you. جِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُسْجَاتٍ. Oh Allah, we came with our broken begging bowls. Oh Allah, you fill our begging bowls fast. The another mana is explaining that the essence of your life, one is now you realize difficulty is going to come to you. But more than the difficulty, understand that your entire loving, your entire dying is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you need to love in this world to understand who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So love your life where you say, oh Allah, I'm totally under your command. Whatever is supposed to be from you, Allah, I accept it wholeheartedly. So Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that now you need to, this is the ultimate, where you reach the level to say, oh Allah, whatever condition you put me in, oh Allah, I accept it. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Then very quickly Hazrat Mawlana is saying that in all of these conditions, whether the condition is good, whether the condition is bad, in our eyes it might look bad, I already explained this, but whatever condition you're in, then remember this is out of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not going to give you anything that you cannot handle. But rather Allah Ta'ala will put you in this, and the hadith is mentioned, يُصَبِّرْهُ. Allah Ta'ala will also give you the tawfiq to make sabr. And when Allah Ta'ala gives you the tawfiq, this is the uniqueness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Subhanallah. That one is Allah Ta'ala puts you in a difficult, that end of this. One is Allah Ta'ala puts you in, our eyes we look at it and we say this is a difficulty. Then Allah Ta'ala gives you the sabr to overcome this. Then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala calls you and Allah Ta'ala says, oh my servant, this is the thawab for all the sabr you made on the difficulty. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave you the sabr and then on the day of Qiyamah, He says, my banda, you made sabr over this, I'm willing to reward you, take this into Jannah. There is no other reward for sabr except Jannah. This is out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua that Allah ta'ala make it such that we link ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life. We realize that trials and tribulations in our eyes is actually a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala lets us pass through these small moments, let it be moments where we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we take maximum benefit from it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Being the chapter on the rights of oneself. Hazrat Amr ibn Shu'aib rahimahullah narrates on the authority of his father the following hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One traveler is a shaitan, two travelers are two shaitans, while three travelers constitute a caravan. This criticism of one or two people undertaking a journey applies to times of danger. Three being a fair group obtained the description of a caravan from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By labeling one or two travelers as devils, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged traveling by single persons and even two people, since they may not be able to adequately protect themselves along the journey during times of danger. Thus, we realize from this hadith that it is essential to make preparations for our protection and defense. In one hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Salaba radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade a traveling group breaking up and scattering at a place where the group halts on the journey. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attributed such scattering and wandering about to be shaitan to the shaitan. Traveling companions should remain together so that they may aid one another if some difficulty, calamity or emergency overtakes them. This hadith too stresses the need for arranging one's protection and taking precaution against sudden calamities. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to one man, "Take along your weapons. I fear the Banu Qurayza, who are the Jews and enemies of the Muslims. I fear for them." The man went home and brought along his weapons. Note, in times of danger, arming oneself in a lawful manner is stated in this hadith. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, on the day of Badr, three people sat on a camel. That is, due to the poorly equipped army of the Muslims, each camel had three persons to carry. Abu Lubaba, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's partners on a camel. When it was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's turn to walk, both his companions insisted that they would walk on behalf of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and that he should remain on the back of the camel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said to them, "You are not stronger than me. I depend on sawab as you do." From this hadith we realize that one should not be accustomed to too much of comfort. One has to be prepared for all emergencies. Hazrat Fudala ibn Ubaidah radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade us from becoming accustomed to much comfort, and he would order us sometimes to walk barefooted. Again, too much of comfort has been deprecated. Muslims have to be alert and prepared at all times. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "It is not proper for a believer to disgrace himself." It was asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is meant by this?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "To undertake something which you cannot bear. To assume a task beyond one's capability is not proper for a believer. The consequence will be failure, disgrace, worry and shame. Frustration will then overtake one." This hadith covers all such acts and tasks which are beyond one's power. In all cases of difficulties and hardships, adopt sabr and supplicate unto Allah ta'ala for aid. The foregoing discussion establishes clearly that health, strength and peace of mind are desirable ends to be pursued. They are matlub in Sharia. All such actions which interfere with the attainment of these ends are detestable. So something which will affect your health, your strength and peace of mind are detestable. Such impediments are at times totally prohibited and sometimes they are makruh, reprehensible. Sometimes these laudable aims, health, strength and peace, are wrecked not by any voluntary action by man himself, but by an act of Allah Ta'ala. In such cases of hardship, sabr has to be adopted. Sawab accrues in the wake of these divinely imposed hardships, while at the same time, divine aid is granted to enable one to withstand the difficulties and hardships. In this way, frustration and despondency do not settle over one. Such divinely imposed hardships occur to all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the awliya kiram. The Quran-i-Kareem and the Hadith are filled with such episodes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us 20 seconds.